I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
And welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to talk about making bread.
I love to make bread, LaVon. I grew up on the apron strings of my mom, and she made bread all the time. She usually made about 10 loaves a week.
Wow.
Yes. I know some of it was white bread. Some of it was a graham bread, and it was a wonderful graham bread recipe because it had some brown sugar in it, which was very unique flavor. But making bread is fun, and I know when having watched her and then having made bread myself and going through the kneading process, that is a release to just sit there and knead that bread and think about things other than what's going on at that moment.
I completely agree with you. I think it's great, great fun. But all of that work and mm-hmm. all of those steps sometimes scare people off and they're going, no, I don't want to make bread. And, you know, that's, I think, why the bread making machines came mm-hmm. into being, because it cut down on, you didn't have to knead it anymore. It took away some of the fun.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But it also served another purpose in which you could use your baking talents, but without having to use the authentic baking talents, perhaps, in order to make that bread.
And I think if people did that often, they could become Miss Nini, because you could add lots of things to it, you know, lots of seeds and herbs and mm-hmm. whatever you wanted to do. So this recipe I found when I found a book that was called Healthy Bread in 5 Minutes a Day.
Sounds like a winner.
Yeah, doesn't that just bring you in? It's a little misleading.
Oh,
I'm
rats.
Sorry to say. But the 5 minutes, you can mix up the bread in about 5 minutes.
And it
took the fun away. There's no kneading ever.
Oh, well, that makes it probably very an enticing recipe for adults and even for children.
Oh, sure, because they can help mix this up. Mm-hmm. Just put stuff in the bowl, measure it out, put it in the bowl, mix it up. And then where it's misleading, it does have to raise right after you mix it for a couple of hours. But then you put it in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
And then you can take out just enough for one loaf. Mm-hmm. And later, another loaf if you want, so you can always have that fresh bread. And the people who put this together say it will keep for 2 weeks.
In the refrigerator?
In the refrigerator.
Wonderful.
Now, I like it maybe a little less, I'm like a week probably, but mm-hmm. it's safe. I wanted to just mention that the people who put these recipes together, and it's a book full of recipes. I'm just sharing one that will be on the website.
I like the looks of that book.
Oh, yeah. And the picture on the front just makes your mouth water, right?
Oh, yes.
One of them is Jeff Herzberg, and he's a physician, mm-hmm. but he also is a baker. He's had 20 years of baking. So his main basic interest in helping to develop this was, of course, to make the bread healthier.
Sure.
And the other person is Zoe Francois, mm-hmm. and she is a pastry chef trained at the Culinary Institute of America. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the reasons it's important to know about these people is that this is a recipe that's safe to leave in the refrigerator and use, you know, a week or so later. We've seen other recipes like that. There's been a number of muffin recipes out there that, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. some of those discovered had some food safety problems. So you might want to kind of check that out. But this one I think you don't have to worry about because it's well-founded.
Okay.
Now, we might want to talk about why is this healthy? You know,
exactly.
Because this is supposed to be healthy bread. And, you know, there's nothing really wrong with eating bread, but we can make it healthier. And I also want to kind of lay the foundation here that if you are making bread for company or making dinner rolls, you expect them maybe to be white, light, and fluffy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Fly off the plate rolls.
Yes, yes. Well, this won't meet that standard at all.
Okay.
It's heavier, mm-hmm. and it's darker, and it's yummy.
Talk about a great bread for using with soups.
Ooh,
and the
yes.
stews.
Oh, yes.
Or just even fresh out of the oven. Oh, slathered with butter or without.
With, I just always eat it without.
Uh-huh.
And it keeps several days okay, and I just love it. And I do have other people who've asked for the recipe because I made it often when I had my bed and breakfast at Harrisville. Uh-huh. And there was always somebody in the group when I served it that said, could we have that recipe?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so
you know it's a good one.
Yes. And, of course, you can have this recipe because it's going to be on our KJN website.
That's
or you
right.
can just give me a call and we will give it to you. So we might want to mention it does start with whole wheat flour because mm-hmm. that's one of the healthy things.
Sure.
And but there is some white flour in it, but it does call for unbleached flour, white flour, because the bleaching changes the flour a bit. So you kind of need to look unbleached. It doesn't look that different. Doesn't taste different.
Okay. But now, does it matter on the wheat flour if it's a white wheat flour or a red wheat flour?
I haven't used the white wheat flour, but I think it would be fine.
Okay. It's basically usually they're the same. Interchangeable.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then it has oatmeal in it.
And what, the quick or
old-fashioned is better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it just gives more texture. Yep. I think you could use the other.
Yep.
And then there's a whole list of seeds, and I think, Miss Nini, you could kind of interchange these depending on what you want. But this recipe has flax seeds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, and sesame seeds.
Then does it have include any nuts?
It doesn't, but you could add nuts.
Yes. Oh, wonderful.
I had some just a few almonds one day, the sliced almond. I just put those in too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I'm envisioning toasted English walnuts in there.
Yes, that would be yummy.
Yeah, bigger pieces, you get that nice
bite. Crunchy, yes. And then, of course, it does have yeast. This recipe calls for kosher salt, and I want to talk about that again in just a minute. And then it calls for wheat gluten, vital wheat gluten. So it's adding more gluten to it because we're starting out with this heavier flour, the whole wheat.
So the gluten helps in the raising action.
You bet. Right. It helps it kind of hold all together. Mm-hmm. And you'll find that on the shelf where the flour is. It comes in a relatively small package. It's not a big expense to have that.
Okay. And tell me back on the yeast. Is there a certain kind of yeast?
Nope.
The quick rise or is
it doesn't matter.
Okay, silver.
Doesn't matter, no. And then some honey or another sweetener. Mm-hmm. Usually not sugar, but you could put molasses if you like molasses flavor. Mm-hmm. There are several kinds of sweeteners you could use. And a little bit of oil. But we have 5 cups of flour and we only put in 1/4 cup of vegetable oil.
Yes.
So there's not much fat in it.
Yes.
And then a little water, and you just kind of put all of that together and stir it up.
Okay.
And usually I could just do that with a spoon. If that seems a little tough, you, of course, could use a mixer or something
else.
Heavy-duty
mixer.
But this, again, get those kids' hands washed and let them mix it all up. And they could, of course, help measure and put it all together. And that goes together really quickly. Then it needs about 2 hours to raise. You let it raise until it collapses.
It collapses on its own? Really?
Yes, yes.
And where do you put your bread dough when it's raising? How do you handle that?
Well, sometimes I put it in the dishwasher.
After you've washed dishes?
If
it's still warm.
When it's still warm, that's one place.
Okay.
Occasionally, depending on the size of container you have, and this takes a pretty good size container, I have heated water in the microwave, to boiling, and then stuck it in there because you have warm there.
Yes, and it's a small enough compartment heat will stay in there.
Some
and not
people
be too hot.
Put it on their heating pad.
Sure, I've heard of that before.
Yeah.
Now, does that get it too hot on the bottom?
You have to kind of watch it. You want to set it on low. You don't want it too hot, but probably put a rack on it. But it does, and it'll raise if you're in a cooler place. That won't hurt it. It's just going to take a little longer to raise.
Sure, sure.
But in this, it doesn't matter because after it collapses, you're going to put it in the refrigerator anyhow.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah.
But so it's really the raising process is helping to develop the gluten and helping the yeast to
get going.
Yeah. Make it work.
And you don't have to put your yeast in water, put sugar with it or anything. No, you just put it all in the container and mix it up.
So that sounds like a fun bread recipe to make.
Yeah, that's why it goes together so fast. You'll have to try this with your granddaughter.
I would love to, yes.
And then another thing that's a little unusual, when you put it in the refrigerator, when you're letting it sit out, you don't cover it with plastic wrap really, really tight. It should be kind of loose just to let that air move in there. You don't want it to dry out, but you don't want it really, really tight. So, sometimes that would make more moisture form in there, and you don't want that to happen.
So how long will a loaf last if people don't decide that they want to leave some and not eat it all right away?
Okay, after you've baked it, and I want to come back to that just a minute. When you get ready to bake it, you're going to need to let it rise a little while.
All right.
Okay. But with this recipe, it won't raise as much as you expect it to. It raises more in the oven than it does sitting out. But you still need about an hour. okay. to let it raise before you put it in the oven.
So oh. it definitely isn't a 5 minute.
No, that's where that. But the, start the to finish, actual, yes. other than mixing it up, and then of course you have to kind of shape it a
yep.
little bit. Those mm-hmm. are the two time where actually action time. The rest of it's just letting it sit. These other times.
And how fun for children to work with shaping it, that you doesn't need a rolling pin, you can just shape it with your hands.
Right, right. Okay, so look for that recipe and get involved with it. You will love it.
Well, this is a wonderful way to have some fond family memories in the kitchen.